Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Air Force is calling up some 500 Massachusetts reservists to active duty as part of the troop surge in Afghanistan. The Westover Air Reserve Base in Chicopee says the reservists leave next month. In December, President Obama sent 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan, and our next guest says that strategy is the right one. Captain Craig Mullaney, who's from Rhode Island, is a former Rhodes Scholar, a graduate of West Point, and the Army's elite Ranger School. He now works for the Pentagon. When Mullaney served in the Army's 10th Mountain Division in 2003, one of his soldiers, 19-year-old Evan O'Neill of Haverhill, was killed. That profoundly affected Mullaney and made him question his military training. He wrote about his experiences in the book titled The Unforgiving Minute, A Soldier's Education, and it's just out in paperback. When we spoke, I asked Mullaney what happened when Private O'Neill was killed.
When we triggered this ambush along the border with Pakistan, the first report over the radio was that he'd been killed. And for me, that... I went to a moment of shock. It may have been 15 seconds. It may have been 2 minutes when all the sound sort of rushed off that hill and it was completely silent. I couldn't believe that this was possible. But then the sort of the training kicks in, the sound returned and we fought for a long afternoon to eventually come back to the patrol base that day. It took me a long time and really writing this book before I could engage with Private O'Neill's family. Writing this book allowed me to sort of put on paper, not only what happened, but how I felt about what happened and to share that with his family. I didn't know how they would react. And they told me, to my great relief, that this had helped them understand what their son went through. And then they said something I'll never forget. No one really dies until they're forgotten. And by writing about Evan, you've made sure that he will never be forgotten and that his story can inspire others.
A lot of your story is defined by your family and your dad in particular. You say that a lot of your drive to succeed probably came from your dad, who eventually left your family after 28 years of marriage. So how did that relationship sort of play itself out, do you think, in your career? And then that incident of your dad leaving also affect you?
It was exceedingly difficult to have my father leave our family on the eve of my deployment to Afghanistan. That was as much a blow as hearing, that O'Neill was killed over the radio. It had a similar, sort of rocked me back on my heels. I didn't see it coming at all. I saw my family as being invulnerable and invincible and so close. And, I don't know that we've ever sort of recovered from that. There's still it's still difficult.
You told one story about your dad that really sticks out in my mind about preschool. can you tell that story?
When I was younger and I was living and work Rhode Island, and my parents put me into preschool, and I think it was called the Ivy League preschool. It was a fairly pretentious name for a preschool. But let's say I did not give Ivy League performance and had some discipline issues and that I acted out and, would get in fights with my fellow classmates. And they asked, they asked my parents if, maybe they could find a different preschool for me. So I left the Ivy League.
So you had to leave
preschool.
The Ivy League.
I was
League
a dropout
preschool.
From the Ivy League preschool or sort of rejected. And, I ended up recovering academically and did all right.
Obviously.
When in December of 1999, I finished my last interview for the Rhodes Scholarship, and they came out and they told the four of us in Boston that, you're going to get to go to Oxford for the next 2 years. I immediately called my parents, who were at the Army-Navy game in Philadelphia, and I told them. And, they were so excited about this. And as soon as my dad got back home to Rhode Island, he drove over to the Ivy League preschool and told them that, you know, my son was a Rhodes Scholar and, you know, walked off. And I'm sure they had no idea what he was talking about.
They didn't remember who they were. It's like 20 years later, he decides, Well, he got his voice in. And your dad now, you still see your dad now?
No.
I don't. Because of the fact that he left your family. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. That's difficult. That's really tough. Do you think that affects the way that you do your job now?
The experience of having been sort of literally on the front lines of our war in Afghanistan in 2003, now being working at a policy level, I think I have an intuitive understanding of what it means to execute that policy and what we're asking of the young men and women who go over to Afghanistan. It gives me a reality check on good ideas. Hmm. It also gives me an incredible motivation every day when I go to work, because I look across my desk at the photo of my platoon and I want to continue serving them well.
So that's your motivation now, not so much pleasing your father, which was maybe what it was before.
Yeah, I think that's part of growing up, mm-hmm. part of what this story is about, is sort of becoming my own man.
Craig Mullaney, Principal Director for Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Central Asia at the Pentagon. He's also author of the book, The Unforgiving Minute, A Soldier's Education, which has just come out in paperback. Craig, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.